Realtors.com.
A weak economy and an upset public don't really mix well. President Barack Obama is now expected to propose $400 billion in tax cuts in federal spending when he takes over the airwaves on Thursday night in an effort to get Americans back to work. Many Republicans say they're going to skip Obama's jobs speech because, remember, he is addressing a joint session of Congress, which, of course, the Congress and the Senate would be on hand, but not some of the Republicans. And, of course, it also happens to be the first night that the NFL is back when the Saints take on the Green Bay Packers. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know how we roll here. We kind of zig and zag all over the place, but there is no way we can go off course when it comes to the nonsense that emanates out of Washington. People have had it. There's no question. I don't care what colors you're flying. It doesn't matter. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, confused, sick of it all. That pretty much sums up everything that I've heard from people in my own world and then beyond the boundaries. And, of course, many of you across America who have written a ton of emails where you're venting over and over again about lame representatives. Because, remember, we say this all the time, we're a country founded on what? The Declaration of Independence. We the people. You pick the representative who represents you, right? Seems as though we all picked wrong. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, he was in full momentum, full swing, talking about jobs, kind of laying a little of the groundwork, a precursor to what the president's going to talk about. He talked about most effective measures and what's going to be paid for and how it's going to be paid for, and a couple of other things as well mixed into this. Take a listen.
The plan that the president puts forward, the proposals will be aimed at the most impact that can be achieved in the earliest possible time in terms of effect on the economy, effect on jobs. The president will identify specific, scorable measures that will ensure that the jobs and growth measures are paid for.
All right, so maybe it's going to be some more specific strokes rather than broad strokes, which is what we're used to getting, to be honest, out of the last couple of speeches that we've seen. So if Jay Carney is correct in what he's saying, which he must be because he's the guy who's laying the groundwork, like I said, for this address, I'll be interested to see what the points of the job creation plan are. But it won't be a sold-out house. Like I said, several people on the Hill are trying to figure out whether it's worth their time to stay in Washington to hear the president or simply skip it. Somebody who's decided to bail is Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. He says he's not going to be there. He's going to go to a party instead to watch the Saints opening football game. Of course, he represents Louisiana. Also, Republican Congressman Paul Brown of Georgia is going to skip. He says he'll watch it from his office across the street instead. And then there's some others who are saying a similar thing. Illinois Republican Congressman Joe Walsh was the first guy to stand up and say he didn't want to act as a prop, what he called a prop, for Obama's speech. And how about this? Boy, the president not getting any love from some TV stations. It seems the NBC affiliate in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Green Bay, of course, WTMJ, a big station, said they're not going to air the jobs speech. Instead, they're going to do their pregame coverage of the Packers-Saints game right before the kickoff. And another affiliate, another Green Bay affiliate, said the same thing, that they're going to go with the football coverage instead, not surprisingly. In New Orleans, the Saints are not going, one of the stations is not going to air the president's speech, however the others are. Got a reminder here, since we swung into who was covering the speech or not in football country, because the first game is on Thursday night, normally we do nail the score on Thursday / Friday morning in our third hour. But Nail the Score is coming up in our next hour. Remember, our computer will randomly pick the game of the week. All you have to do is give us a numerical guess. I don't know what the game is going to be. Let's say it was this Thursday night game. You could say the Saints 27-21. And once you say that score, you own that score. It's very tough to nail the score. We've had a winner, Chris in Connecticut. Maybe you'll be the next winner. You'll have bragging rights heading into the beginning of the season. Can you imagine if somebody nailed it on the first week? We have 17 games in the season. And for all of you who are poo-pooing this, why is she talking about that? Because we have to have fun on the show, right? There's this. We live in a free country. We want to vent and scream and yell about the nonsense going on in Washington, but we need to take a break once in a while. I know you play the lottery, even if you say you don't, even if you just plunk down a dollar or you're part of a pool, hoping you're going to be like those Sorrento people who worked in that factory and won millions of dollars. So you won't win millions of dollars if you nail the score, but you will win some prizes, to be sure. All right, I said that the dollar amount for the president's speech, they're saying, is like $400 billion. Different numbers have leaked out. I think it is close to $4 billion in tax cuts and federal spending. And you just heard Jay Carney said there'll be some broad or specific strokes there, maybe not as broad as usual. It was about getting specific, I think, with the Republicans in the latest debate, this one from the Reagan Library in California. So you had on hand the usual suspects. In other words, Mitt Romney and Rick Perry were there. Of course, Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul was there. Who won the debate? Did anybody watch the debate, which mostly centered around the economy? There was a poll that was done after the televised debate by all the candidates on the stage, right? And Ron Paul was chosen as the winner of the debate. You know, Ron Paul, like him or hate him, this guy is, I think he is a straight shooter. He just splays it out there. He doesn't care if he gets some heckles or boos or whatever. And now all of a sudden, his stances on government have become mainstream. So he has to just chuckle to himself when he sees that so many people are jumping on to some of his themes. And what the poll was that I saw, it showed out of the people, you know, who won the debate. It was an NBC News thing they did. Who do you think won the debate? Ron Paul ran away with it over Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, Newt Gingrich, John Huntsman, Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, as I mentioned, Rick Santorum. So how about that? He got 43.2% of the vote, for what it's worth. Think Ron Paul has a chance to snag this nomination? Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
On the theme of who threw out the best nuggets at the Republican debate, I would have to say Ron Paul was on point as he always is. I mean, you know, he doesn't stray far from his usual themes. And if we fact checked, I love doing the fact checks afterwards. And because, of course, we have this ginormous staff here on America Tonight. I always thought that'd be a cool job, to be the fact checker, maybe for one of the networks, right? Do you think when the network sees some of the material and it doesn't quite go their way, they say, okay, thanks for that fact check. They did it on a sports show I used to watch, and I used to think it was funny. What was it called? Pardon the Interruption. And they would, you know, stumble over some, because there's so many facts in sports, you know. They would stumble over some fact, and then they'd have this kid, this young intern, who probably called his mother and his 10 aunts and whatever, and they were all watching it, and he would stand there with a piece of paper and say what was wrong, what they had screwed up. Okay, so what did they screw up? Well, one of the big things was the back and forth between Mitt Romney and Rick Perry. Not surprising, because if it's really down to these two, like the polls keep suggesting, other than the NBC poll of who just won that debate that I mentioned, they're going to have to go and butt heads. That's what's going to happen, because there's more debates. There's seven more debates until the end of the year. That's a lot, including one coming up on Monday. So this isn't a tea party, so to speak. A white-gloved kind of tea party. They got to take the gloves off and go after each other. So I think that's kind of what happened with Romney and Perry. There was a little bit of the dance over the whole job thing. In the case of Perry, he really stood on the whole idea that more than a million jobs, you know, employment's grown by more than a million since he took office. But here is the thing, and this is true. He did grow those jobs, but because I live in the state of Texas, our little satellite facility, right, I have to say a lot of those jobs are not well-paid jobs. I mean, if you work at the DQ, that counts as a job, and I love the DQ, right? But that's a minimum wage job they're adding those kind of jobs in that skews that million number. So unemployment dropped, this is what Mitt Romney said when he was governor of Massachusetts, 4.7%. But the state's employment growth was the worst in the nation at the time. This is so, whoops, he forgot to mention that. See, it's all the art of spin. That's what it's about. The minimum wage. And that, in the case of Perry and in the case of Mitt Romney, he had some of the worst, some of the worst figures. To be fair, so you know, the number that he said for new jobs, and there's a lot of things that don't show up. Low wage jobs, barely even above minimum wage, let's say. If you went to the statistics on the Texas Workforce Commission, 51% of all Texas workers make less than $33,000 a year. Only 30% make more than $50,000 a year. And nationally, Texas is 34th in median household income. That's from 2007 to 2009. That's the only numbers that they had available. And about 9.5% of Texas hourly workers, not including any salaried people, earn the minimum wage or less. 9.5%. That ties Mississippi for the highest percentage in the nation. And Texas is a right-to-work state. So just a few little checks there. And there's more that I could do. Like I said, wouldn't that be a cool job to go back and check all the facts? And other than those two glaring, probably, things, there was really nothing else that stood out. I mean, that was the two biggest things to me, probably. All in all, it's another debate. It's another chance to listen to what Perry or Romney or Bachman or Paul or Huntsman or Kane or Gingrich or Santorum has to say. And maybe one of them, you start to really like one of them, and that's your person, that's your candidate. And you listen to what they're saying on all the issues, because you're never, I totally believe this, you're never going to find somebody who is 100% down the line, I think, in agreement with your own personal ideals. You can label yourself whatever it is, conservative, Republican, liberal, independent, whatever label you want to slap on yourself. And no matter what, you're never, I believe this, it's just impossible. It's a human impossibility. You're never going to find someone that 100% matches up with you. I think what you're hoping for is somebody who represents what you think the direction of the country should go in. I mean, what do you want in a president? And it's worth exploring that. And we'll do that a lot on this show as we get closer and closer to those elections. What is it that we want in a leader now? Not from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, comparing them to past presidents, whoever it is. What is it you want in a leader? And where are the Obama fans? And if you're out there, call in. What would you say about this current president that you think he's unfairly getting pummeled for? Are there any defenders? So let me throw out the digits, of course. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. It's a sleepy night out there across America. Not sleepy, however, when it comes to, I got to get you up to date on this. Unfortunately, the fires raging in Texas, really in Rick Perry territory. The amount of homes that varies depending on, you know, who you're listening to. Officially, there's at least 700 homes gone. They say it might even be 1,000. Thousands and thousands of people had to be evacuated from where they live. And now they believe one fire, anyway, was probably set by teenagers, two boys and two girls, and they're looking for them. And they were seen running out of the wooded area that caught on fire. That's pretty disturbing, I would say. Some of the fires are starting to get under control, starting to be contained, but not all of them. A big one, the Bastrop County Fire, that's burning in Bastrop County. They're worried and they're trying to find people. They're thinking people might be trapped that they don't know of because that fire has just destroyed hundreds and hundreds of homes. County Judge Ronnie McDonald had an afternoon news conference and talked about the fact of, you know, what they need, what they're looking for, and the biggest concerns. Take a listen.
We're still doing drops in certain areas. And if we're dropping water and we have residents trying to go in and see what's happening, you can see how that can hinder the process. Trust our firefighters. Trust our individuals that are out there trying to fight the fires. Love the food, the water, all those things that have been brought in. The state is bringing in more helicopters and more resources to help us fight.
And that's happening. Luckily, the Brotherhood of Firefighters is so strong across the country. And, you know, they've gotten a lot of help with what's happening there. Thank goodness that's happening. Because they need it, absolutely. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of points. I know we're coming up on a break. I'll make it quick. Before I go to Romney and Perry, is there any possibility, I want to throw this out, that that shooter at the IHOP was influenced by philosophy from La Raza, La Mecha, about taking the Southwest back for Mexico? I just want to throw it out there because the minute the Gabby Giffords was shot, we heard every single thing in the book about the guy, the shooter, that wasn't true. And I just taking a stab at it. If it was possible that this guy was influenced by taking the Southwest back, that was one of the first shots fired in the Civil War that's coming, Kate. And let me just leave it there because I don't have a lot of time. Romney's got the Romney Care from Massachusetts around his neck. There's no way you can differentiate what he has there between Obamacare. The same mandate. He tried to parse his words by saying the state can have a mandate to force you to buy a policy, whereas the federal government can't. I don't think he'll be able to get around that. So that's an albatross around his neck.
Yeah.
And Rick Perry, as far as, you know, he made his abuse of eminent domain when he wanted to build the Trans-Texas Corridor, and it's true. Even the conservative magazines are coming out and saying it. Because when we talked about the Mexican Amero and one currency for the three of us, they all told us we were crazy, we were conspiracy theorists. He wanted a Trans-Texas Corridor, which would have just obliterated people's homes, made his idea of eminent domain make Donald Trump look like a piker. Because, you know, Trump took people's land for the casino.
Yeah,
area is just
I know. We're up against it, Mark. Coming up on the flip side, I'll address some of that stuff, including the IHOP deal. Stay with us.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's a3p.me. It's time to take America back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed out from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Welcome to the flip side here on America Tonight. A couple of quick things as we squeezed Mark from New York in right before we stepped aside. There were crazy 911 calls that they released from Carson City, Nevada, the sheriff's office, and it just really captured what went down at that IHOP restaurant. For those of you who don't know, 11 people were shot. Happened on Tuesday, right? It included 5 uniformed Army National Guard members, 6 civilians. How awful, you know, is that in the first place before we even go in any other direction? Marcus jumping on the conspiracy theory as to what went on with the shooter, what made him do that. And, you know, what happened was, is the suspect, who's Eduardo Sencion. What happened was he was carrying a rifle and a pistol. He went into the IHOP and then he just went nuts. This guy has a massive history of mental problems. He, you know, Mark made the reference back to what happened with Gabby Giffords, the congresswoman from Arizona, and Jared Loeffner, if you remember. So, and that was the whole thing about mental problems with him. And what was influencing him? Was it strictly mental illness? Was it something else? Was it talk radio that was influencing him? Even that came out at one point that was being batted around, that was conservative radio that was leading him to do this thing. And turns out that Loeffner, if you believe it or not, had some mental problems. Now, in this case, they're saying that this shooter had problems going back to 16, that he was unbalanced. So he comes in carrying the guns and just started shooting people. just awful, first of all, that those, I mean, you're a sitting duck in that situation, really. And the National Guard people and what they had gone through, one was like an Afghanistan vet and one had gone to Iraq, and he didn't have a criminal history, but he definitely had lengthy problems, mental problems. And, you know, it remains to be seen more that will come out of this. And the 911 calls, like I said, were just absolutely chilling. Absolutely. It was just a bloodbath. That's what it was. It was, it's horrible to describe it this way. But to drive home the point, it was wall-to-wall carnage that happened here. And you have to feel for these, people. He acted alone. I mean, this guy acted alone. And, they're investigating. And then, of course, they're going to look into where he got the AK-47. And, you know, what happened before that? He just burst in there and started shooting up, like I said, started shooting up everybody. Chaotic. All right. The other thing, too, that Mark addressed, and I'll say something about this, Rick Perry, as I said before, there are a lot of things that the nation doesn't know about Rick Perry because suddenly now he's taken center stage and more things are starting to come out. You know, if you want to know where he stands, as I said before, in immigration, a lot softer than many people thought. And, of course, on the quarter that he's talking about, it was just it would have allowed all those trucks to come up in through Mexico, and what a nightmare. And that conversation is far, far, far from over. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Katya.
Am I stirring it up? Is it a cat? It's calm tonight. It's a cat one tonight. We're playing on a level playing field. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, Republicans are in South Carolina, so a lot of hot air blew the hurricane away, which is a good thing, I guess.
They were in California. They were in California debating,
though. South Carolina.
Huh. They were in South Carolina. Then they jumped to California.
Oh, okay. It was still there.
Yes.
But anyway, you want to know anything about Rick Perry? I read his book. I haven't read about it, but I just read, you know, just bits and pieces of it. That guy's way out there in that field. A lot of stuff. So he's going to answer a lot of questions on that. But I see your protege, Bachman, all her campaign people are leaving her now. So what's she going to do for her?
Well, Ed Rollins was huge for her campaign.
Uh-huh.
He's helped get a lot of people elected, and he's now sort of in an advisory capacity. And I don't know. I have to wonder. What I heard is that her war chest isn't that great because, you know, it's all you got to raise the money, and that
yep.
She doesn't have as much money to run. And if you run out of money, you better have somebody else backing you because you cannot do it without the money.
Yeah, well, another guy up her. Pretty high up or equal to on her campaign.
Yes, the assistant.
And I see Ann Coulter, she now hates Sarah Palin. So it's be more of a circus every day, these publicly Tea Party women just backstabbing, fighting each other.
You love it. Rick, you love it. You like a cat fight. You, and when you throw in politics, you are eating this up. You are the biggest fan of Coulter, of Bachman, of Palin. What would you have to do with yourself if you couldn't listen to them?
You forgot the witch, the wicked witch of the east.
You're talking about Christine O'Donnell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So her in there, too. See? Well, I told you it's going to get funny. It's going to be hilarious. They just can't stand each other. They all grab the spotlight from each other.
Well, that's right. Somebody ultimately, you know, women aren't good at sharing a mirror or the spotlight. No. So somebody will be left standing. Who is it? Who's it going to be? You know, honestly, Bachman, she may end up on the undercard.
I think they're all going to destroy each other.
You think it's going to be a celebrity death match?
Yeah. Well,
Claymation figures.
Dave Letterman said Bachman's a crackpot. I've been saying she's a crackpot, so we both can't be wrong, can we?
Well, of course not. Anything that David Letterman says is absolutely spot on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way the country goes.
That's right. No. This is when you're a comedian, you love this stuff. Especially you're doing a late night show, you want people to trip over words or to say kind of crazy things, or to pluck things from speeches because it would be boring otherwise.
Yep. Giving a lot of material for him. So
let me ask you this. Who do you think in the end, you definitely don't think any women are going to be in the end. Who do you think is going to be standing? Is it going to be Perry or is it going to be Romney or is it going to be someone else?
I think Romney. People start, reading more about his Perry's book and all that. I think people's going to shy away from him and all that. I think Romney's going to have to end up with it. He's more mainstream than that Perry guy is. But Romney's got a lot of faults, too. So I think they're going to pick Romney to...
So you think it's Obama? You think Obama gets reelected, even if it's close in the popular vote? He's getting his second term.
Oh yeah.
But what about Rick? What about all the people who say they're frustrated, they're sick of it, they don't want to vote for him again because unemployment is so high and they have nothing in their bank account, and he promised there was going to be jobs? What about all those people? You think they're going to lie and go and vote for him anyway?
Yeah. Who are they going to vote for on the Republican side?
Well,
let's
say it was Romney or Obama. You think hands down, absolutely Obama beats Romney?
Well, yeah, because it's driven by his health care, but it's patterned after Romney. Romney's health care is the first one, and Obama's pattern is after his. So how can Romney say Obama's health care ain't no good, but his is? So.
Yeah, he's trying to step. There is no doubt he's trying to circumvent that. Sidestep that whole issue, and he's talked about that many times where he says he should have, makes the one comment all the time, he should have called me and asked me about it, and I could have told him the problems with it and all that.
Yeah.
You're right. He has to hit that square on. He can't dance around it, but that is something that hurts Romney, because if you're Obama, that's what you're going to, when you're running, you'll say, listen, I copied my plan after the guy on the other side or whatever. So you're right. That makes it pretty tough. All right, Rick.
All right. Take care.
You too. Thanks for the call. Both hands on the wheel, sir. So Rick in Illinois says, listen, we're all fooling ourselves. Obama has bagged this sucker, and it's nothing but a circus and a sideshow on the other side. What do you say, America? Do you think he's right? Or do you think the frustrations that have bubbled over because of the economy, the lack of jobs, job creation, jobs going overseas, all that kind of stuff, do you think that that is really ultimately the blowback that's going to take Obama down? It is absolutely historically very tough, not impossible, but very tough to take down an incumbent. In our history, it's absolutely happened. But the incumbent has the edge always. It depends on what issues getting closer to the election will pull those numbers down. The economy right now would absolutely and has pulled down polling numbers anyway. But when it comes to vote, is Rick right? People might kvetch and say they don't like it, they're going to not even vote, they're going to protest even though they voted for him last time and they're a lifelong Democrat. Do you think that they're just going to say that to all their buddies in the coffee shop, but ultimately they're going to go and vote for Obama anyway? Hey, don't forget, if you're listening, I should have told this to Rick in Illinois, we've got Nail the Score, our first one out of the chute, coming up in our next hour, because we have a Thursday game. Plus, I'm going to go down all the games and tell you what I think is going to happen. Hang with us. Coming up next, we're heading to the mailbag.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do things to your telephone door. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my friends.
Once again, the mailbox is overflowing as I request all of your thoughts, because I know you want to vent. Sometimes you can't pick up the phone, and sometimes you don't feel like it. You just want to let your fingers do the talking. That's fine. We always have to go through our mailbag. So we slogged through it earlier in the day, and boy, it's politics, politics, politics. I think everybody's just had enough of what's happening in Washington. And, geez, Congress has only been back a couple of days, really, officially, right? So let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Woo!
All right, this one is from Jerry. Hi, Kate Delaney. This is the first time I have ever sent you an email. Sometimes you make me chuckle. Sometimes you make me want to strangle you. Sometimes you make me want to hug you. I guess that's the sign of a good talk show host. Keep doing it. Keep doing it, lady. That's nice, I guess. And he says, what do you think it will take to topple Obama? I have to admit, I was on the other side. I am a lifelong Democrat. I did vote for Obama the first time out. I liked his charisma. I thought that he had a handle on what should be happening in Washington. And lo and behold, I think he's just an intellectual and has no business being the leader of the free world. Most of my friends hate that I feel that way because most of them are Democrats, Kate. Oh, what can you do? What do you think happens? Okay, a couple of things in there. What will it take to topple Obama? And this is someone who has voted for him and is a Democrat. And it sounds like his buddies are really busting his chops. Here's the thing. If you were to be honest about it and put a pros and a cons column together, you know how you do that? Can't seem to make up your mind, write it right down the center of the paper. What would go on the pro side? What would go on the con side? And obviously the con side is the economy, the job situation, because people can't help it. All politics are local. Local in the sense that it depends on where you are in your life, because that's what it's about. It is. When people are struggling and the people around them are struggling and they can't get work, they can't pay their bills, they're going down a dark hole and they really don't know how to get out of it. It leads to all kinds of things. The stress, the depression, and sometimes horrible family things. So, you know, here ultimately is the deal. If the economy keeps teetering the way it is and the poll numbers keep coming down and somebody else emerges, I'm not really sure it's Romney or Perry. I can find holes in both of their campaigns from what I've seen. Other names have been tossed about, like Chris Christie is someone who a lot of people in the Republican Party would love to see run. He says he's not going to do it. So that's what you have to analyze. If you're being really honest about it, who would be the strongest candidate to, quote, topple Obama? And you go by previous records, you go by what they're saying, and, you know, you unearth it all and decide. That's why we keep talking about Mitt Romney and health care. He is tagged with it, and he cannot lose it. He can't lose it, because if he wants to attack Obama's health care plan that became a law, his is the same. So how do how does he do that? And then in the case of Perry, there are things that a lot of people won't agree with Perry that they just, at this point, you know, they don't know. And the people are starting to learn. But then you might like some other sides of Perry. And the Tea Party definitely likes him. And the Tea Party likes Michelle Bachmann. And Ron Paul has some sound things that he said, but is he somebody who can beat, first of all, get the nomination? And is he somebody that could beat the current president? It's going to change. I mean, the landscape will change. Every month, it does get more interesting. I'll say that. I wouldn't rule anything out. It depends on who you talk to on the Democratic side. There are plenty that are not completely confident that he is a shoo-in, and then there are others that tell me, you got to be kidding me, who, like Rick in Illinois, says, who is going to beat him? Who's got these fabulous ideas that they're pounding out there that makes people want to vote for them? Let's go to Michael, I think, in Delaware. Hey, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's in your mind?
Well, you know, I've been listening to what you guys have been talking about and whatnot, and, you know, I think you're right, you know. And I think you both are right at the same time. That's the hardest thing. Like, I'm trying to decide, like, what's going on right now, because, like Jack said, I believe when I came on, I forget exactly who was talking on Pow Talk, that you guys, one of y'all think that Obama's going to become president again and get automatically reelected.
Yeah, what automatically reelected, here's one thing that you have to look at that some people are saying, hey, and I don't know that he's going to push this, but the whole Osama bin Laden question.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? They took out Osama bin Laden, unless you're a conspiracy theorist and you believe that he was on ICE anyway, but I don't think so. I mean, they went in there, the Navy SEALs did the job, and you can't deny that. So that happened, and that happened on his watch, and he made the call. But the economy and the jobs, that's huge for people because you look at what's in front of you and there are a lot of people that are just struggling and can't handle it. And they're disillusioned with what they were promised on the campaign trail and now what's happened.
Yeah, and then also, like, another question that's been boggling me. A couple of my friends have been watching the news, and supposedly a bunch of health benefits are going to be canceled, exactly.
What health benefits are you talking about?
Like Social Security and, like, health checks and stuff like that.
Yeah, interesting, Michael. We're up against it, so you're going to have to. I'm going to address this as we let you slide off. Thanks for the call. I love that accent. He's got that. He's from my neck of the woods, Jersey, Delaware. Your friends are talking about health care. What's happening? I mean, it's different if you're talking about Social Security, Medicare. Are you talking about that? Are you talking about Obamacare and what's happening with the implementation of that? Remember, there was the health mandate thing that was coming up where you had to have insurance. Otherwise, you were going to have to pay. The IRS could find you, and you were going to have to pay a penalty for not having insurance, that everybody would have to have insurance, and that there were going to be these co-ops where you could be involved in the co-op, and it would be affordable, that everybody would have affordable health care. But, of course, there's a movement to repeal health care. So I'm not sure what your friends are talking about. If they're talking about Social Security, that's a whole different thing. Social Security, depending on your age, probably won't be around. I don't think Social Security is here for forever and a day. I don't think it'll be around for me. I don't think it'll be around for anyone behind me either unless something completely different happens with the system. So if that's the question... it's not going to be there. So start watching what's going on with gold. Start watching what's going on with stocks. Diversify and try to put some stuff aside, meaning whether it's commodities, whether it's stocks, whatever, because who knows what's going to be there in the end. And, of course, our dollar. That's the other thing that Ron Paul always harps on. The dollar is so devalued. Where are we headed with that? And ultimately, is the dollar going to get back to where it's a little bit stronger, or is it going to continue to get weaker? And of course, you know, the dollar doesn't go so far in this country, but just in general, in terms of globally, we're in trouble. We're in real trouble with our monetary system. And boy, the Chinese, they are just waiting to pounce. I really believe that. Pounce in the sense that they hold all the marbles. And that's scary, my friends. If you had any thoughts, send them to me at americatonight.net.